This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The funeral was held today for Curtis Hertel Sr. The former state speaker of the House died suddenly this week of natural causes at his home. He was 63. The Detroit Democrat served in the state house for nearly two decades, and most remarkably, during that time, he wound up sharing the role of House Speaker with West Michigan Republican Paul Hilligans. Mr. Hilligans is with us now. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to remember Curtis and to share with you the wonderful experience I had with him, not only in the legislature, but we've maintained a friendship over the years.
Which says a lot. Now, we know that Curtis Hertel first went to Lansing in 1981, but tell us, how did the two of you wind up as co-House speakers in 1993?
Well, the voters gave us that opportunity. The Republicans had been in a minority for over a couple of decades, and we thought we had won a majority in 1992, only to have one result overturned in a recount. So we ended up at 55-55. And Curtis and I didn't know each other all that well. We spent between election recount day and the beginning of the year trying to figure out how each of us could win a majority. And only in January were we essentially set up on a blind date by former Chief of Staff to Governor Snyder, Dennis Muchmore, who at the time said to us individually, you don't know each other that well, you haven't served on the same committees, but you have a lot in common and you should really sit down and talk. And so Dennis Muchmore set up a time when Curtis and I could meet one-on-one in a Holt bar, and we got to know each other over a couple of hours, just talking about our families, about our love of the House of Representatives as an institution, and our desire to do problem solving, starting with figuring out how we would put together a 55-55 gridlock in the House.
And here we have this shared power in the House with two speakers. As this came together, Paul, what were the expectations, or if I will, fears from both sides of the aisle as this idea first bubbled up?
Well, we both talked with other leaders in other states who had experienced ties, and we had concerns hearing about those experiences that we wouldn't be able to put together a plan that would stick. Originally, Curtis wanted to flip a coin and have one of us preside for a year, and then the other party would preside for a year. And I was advised that the party that won the coin toss would likely stay in power 2 years. So I wasn't interested in that option. Another option that we heard about from Indiana was switching the presiding in the House and in committees every other day, which really didn't work in Indiana. That was a dysfunctional system. So we invented our own. We decided that we would alternate serving as speaker every other month, likewise in the committees, and essentially each party had a two-month cycle to put forward their ideas, control the agenda, and then it would switch over to the other side. But what was our initial fear about how would any plan work, and would we be able to hold to the principles of the plan without playing games, evolved into just a wonderful two-year experience where committee chairs, co-committee chairs, and co-speakers started talking to each other every week about what should be on the agenda. We figured out in a hurry that no ideas would move forward on the agenda unless we could do it in a bipartisan fashion. We were evenly divided in committees and on the House floor. And so cooperation really did evolve over time. We were tested along the way. Early on, a House fiscal agency scandal erupted, and that could have been an opportunity for either side to do some political posturing. Curtis and I decided that the institution should come first, and we worked on that, addressing that issue together. And there were other points along the way where this system could have collapsed, but instead we built trust and respect for each other, and that was true in the House. It's not that we didn't have partisan battles, that we didn't have our own ideas about what should be done, but in the end, on the big issues, we worked together.
And what when you look at that period of time, what are the accomplishments you were most proud of?
Well, probably the singular accomplishment that's remembered about those 2 years was Proposal A,
right.
Which is the funding system for our schools that was really a massive shift from local property tax to more of a state-funded system with the state sales tax. It didn't give us a perfect system, but it stabilized funding over many years. And it did close the gap between poorer districts and wealthier districts as we had a system of funding from the state. It's being reviewed today, but I think it over time it's done a good job in supporting our schools. It was the result of 20 years of debate in Michigan over how we should finance schools. And we had multiple ballot proposals that had been defeated decisively by voters trying to shift away from the property tax. And I really think the reason in our time of shared power was because of the even split in the House. The Senate had its own ideas, but in the House, Curtis and I appointed a group of 12 that represented different committees, evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats, and they came up with a structure that ultimately was the basis for a compromise on Proposal A, and that was overwhelmingly supported by the voters.
You describe, Mr. Hiligans, this kind of atmosphere of even, you know, people had their party interests, but a sense of working together. And you talked about, you know, getting together, having drinks and talking things over with Mr. Hertel. And it's being said now by veteran political reporters that those days of butting heads in committee or in the chambers and then going out for a drink or dinner are pretty much gone. And lawmakers fear they're going to wind up with a target on their backs if they fraternize with the other party. But isn't that how things got done when you were in the legislature?
Yes. Interestingly, the same year that we were provided the opportunity with an evenly divided House, 1992, the voters of the state also passed a constitutional amendment limiting terms of legislators. And while that isn't the sole reason for the challenges that I think the institution of representative government has in the state today, term limits has really cut short the ability of representatives and senators to build relationships over time, not only with each other across party lines and across the state, geographical differences and philosophical differences, but also it's cut short the time that legislators have had to build relationships with their own constituencies. And I think that has taken away the ability to do as much problem solving. But it also has taken away the chance to work on issues that aren't easily solved in 6 or 8 years. As I said, school funding was an issue that had been around for nearly 20 years, and it took time to finally develop an answer that the people of the state would support.
As we think about Curtis Hertel Sr. and losing him this week, what lessons could legislators today learn from this man, do you think?
Well, let me talk about Curtis. As I said, when we first sat down and really got to know each other at that meeting in Holt, what I remember so distinctly was first talking about our families, and we hadn't worked together previously on the same committees, so we knew each other but hadn't really sat down on that kind of personal level, and families were very important to us. We learned from each other how deeply we cared about the institution of the House and wanted the House to succeed, even though it was divided. And here's the other thing about Curtis. He wanted to talk about how we solve this problem. And that is the lesson, I think, that was true then and is true today, that legislators, first and foremost, need to be not Republicans or Democrats, but problem solvers. And Curtis certainly was a strong partisan. He cared about his party. But he mainly saw the House as a place to sit down, learn from the other side, work through our differences, compromise, and do problem solving. And that was his career throughout. And it's nothing revolutionary. It's what we all should hope our legislators will be when we elect them to office.
Republican Paul Hillegons, who represented West Michigan's 88th District between 1979 and 1996, and he served with Detroit Democrat Curtis Hertel Sr. as co-House speakers from 1993 to 1994. As we said, Curtis Hertel Sr. passed away suddenly this week at age 63. Paul, thank you so much for being with us, for sharing your memories and your stories of your colleague and friend, Curtis Hertel Sr.
Thank you, Cynthia.